Thanks, Jim. I mean, thanks, Jeff. So probably this slide should be in the beginning, but I just want to go over very quickly. As you can see, there are impact of a fresh produce on food safety in the nation. Why? Because we all like fresh produce, so do bacteria. And there are many opportunities or strategies to control pathogens. As of now, unfortunately, we don't have any silver bullet yet in terms of a bacterial kill. So prevention of a pathogen cross-contamination and proliferation in supply chain is critical. In our earlier study, we found that this was research in support of FDA's food code. We found that pathogens such as E. coli can grow commercially packaged salads before any arbitrary size of quality deterioration. Therefore, people would still buy and eat. And also, human pathogens outperform than bacteria, natural floras. So in 2009, FDA revised the food code to include packaged fresh cut leafy greens in the time temperature control for food safety category. So it's a food code, but then the reality encountered by the industry is the open display cases have a huge temperature variations. In the front, very hot. In the back, very often it's very cold. So it's difficult to adjust the temperature setting because if you make the settings too low, you will maintain the front cold enough, but your back product will be frozen. So in working with the industry and the display suppliers, we developed a BSL2 research supermarket where we were able to monitor or map the temperature from every point in the entire display case. And we found that on the left side is the regular open display case commonly used in the supermarket. As you can see, the temperature, there's a huge variation from the different levels and also from the front to the back, but also during the temperature, the thermostat defrost cycle. We tried so many options, including putting on doors, putting on light stand. We used also other high tech that would release cold in the display case. But then, after all of those options, we found actually the least expensive option would be to put on doors. That probably sounds very simple. But it's actually very effective. It improved the temperature uniformity, but also most importantly, improved the energy cost. Once we put on the doors, we found that we have to replace the condensers because we don't need that big condenser anymore. And we were able to adjust the thermostat setting up to several degrees. Because of that, it's a common sense that the energy consumption is reduced. We put on the robot to simulate the door opening, and we also put on the electrical meters, and we found actually after the installation of doors, we were able to save energies by 50% to 69%. And then we're wondering, okay, so what about the pathogens? We tested all three big guys, the E. coli 0157H7, Listeria, Mold Cytogenes, and also Salmonella. Interestingly, we found after we maintained the temperature, we did not see any growth of any of those pathogens within the 3 to 4 days on this place, which would represent the worst case scenario you would find in the supermarket. So the first one is E. coli, this one is Salmonella. We also tested on 3 different products. And now we are in the next phase, which is we want to see if our findings in the in the research supermarket would translate to the field step. We've been working with several major retailers, and then I think in the interest of time, I'm going to cut my talk short so that we can save time and Jeff will talk about the next stage.